In Washington state, a federal judge has ruled that requiring judo contestants to bow before and after a match is not a violation of civil rights. The plaintiffs in the case argued that mandatory bowing to inanimate objects was discriminatory and violated their religious beliefs. They lost. John Holm brought the lawsuit. He's the stepfather of two of the plaintiffs and a judo coach. He joins us now from Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Holm, tell me about this notion of ceremonial bowing before and after a match. My understanding is that it is designed as a motion of etiquette and to breach language barriers that might occur in international competition, that it's basically a sign of respect.
What it actually is, it's a holdover of Shinto religion, paying homage to inanimate objects. And you actually have to bow when you step on the main mat area. You have to bow to it. Then you walk out to the contest area, and you have to bow to those mats in the contest area. And you finally bow to your opponent. My two stepkids don't have any objection to bowing to their opponent. It's the forced bowing to the inanimate objects that they object to.
Your daughter, who's 14, Leilani, has said that she is not a member of a particular religion, that this bowing requirement doesn't offend any religious belief of hers, but rather that it offends her parents.
It offends her mother. Her mother is from Japan. She was raised as a Shintoist, and she recognizes this bowing as Shinto religion, and she prefers not to have Shinto religion forced on her children.
The judge's decision yesterday found that there was no discriminatory intent here, though, that this was not a case of a swimming pool that refused to allow black children to swim in it, or a pizza shop that refused to deliver to, say, an African-American neighborhood, that what the law, the Civil Rights Act, was designed to do is to correct intentional and humiliating wrong, and that ceremonial bowing is not that.
Well, that's what I can't understand. It certainly does discriminate against people that have strongly held religious beliefs against bowing.
This case has been around for about 5 years now. You've lost before three separate arbitration panels. You've lost now in federal court.
Yeah.
You're filing an appeal now. Do you ever get the sense that maybe it's time to let this whole thing drop?
No, I don't get that sense. I get the sense that it's time to fight that much harder. There is a injustice going on. I feel it's not necessary to do that bowing. I consider it just extra baggage in this Olympic sport. This sport of judo is simply a wrestling sport. It's not necessary to have Shinto religious aspects to it that are forced on people.
And what are your stepchildren going to do? Would you say just don't compete, or go ahead and compete and bow?
I guess I would advise them to decide what they have to do themselves. I'm kind of a stubborn person myself. If it were up to me and involving just myself competing, I wouldn't bow, and I would pursue this matter through the courts as much as I can.
John Holm, thanks very much.
Okay.
John Holm is the stepfather of two of the losing plaintiffs in the case of James Akiyama et al. Versus United States Judo Incorporated et al. Mr. Holm spoke to us from Bellevue, Washington.